Hello, I'm Seth Dello, and today I've come to Chard in South Somerset to conduct an interview for the Marshwood Vale magazine's audio series exploring different aspects of life in our wider local community. Many organisations exist across our region specifically to assist those with mental health, and it is these organisations that help people from all walks of life and all ages with practical support and advice. To understand further how mental health policy is translated into practical initiatives and assistance, I've come to the Watch Project in Chard, which was founded in 2010 and is one example of a project aimed at providing socially isolated individuals from Chard and the surrounding areas with a place to grow by developing confidence, friendships, and valuable skills. In this part, I will explore the importance and value that local initiatives such as the Watch Project have with members who regularly use the services on offer. With me to discuss this is mother and daughter members of the Watch Project, Joan and Sarah, who have kindly agreed to be interviewed to share their experiences with me.
My name's Sarah. I've lived in Chard most of my life. Probably about 8 years ago, I had a really bad spell of manic depression and anxiety. And it got to the stage I was that bad, I completely shut myself off from the world. I wouldn't leave the house for any reason. I wouldn't talk to family, friends, anything on the phone. I wouldn't answer the phone, wouldn't answer the front door. If I needed any shopping, my husband would have to go and get it when he finished work. Yeah, I completely shut myself off. And another member who used to come to watch noticed that I was going downhill. I used to go and see her at least once a week, go uptown, maybe grab a coffee, stuff like that. But I stopped seeing everybody, and she realised I was going downhill. She was the one that got me to go and see the doctor. So I didn't realise how bad I was until it was too late. I was very much self-harming. I had a lot of suicidal thoughts. So very dark hole I was in. And she, for months, probably about 3 months, was saying to me, come to the Watch Project. And I was like, well, what is it? Oh, a whole group of people get together, sit around, have a cup of tea and that. And I was like, that is my worst fear in the whole world. Walking into a building that I'm not comfortable with, sitting around with those strangers, having a cup of tea and that, is like my worst nightmare. I couldn't even talk sort of like to people outside my immediate family, rather than talking to a complete stranger. And in the end, I thought, right, okay, because she said, well, come, you know, at least if you don't like it, you have a cup of tea, coffee, and go. So for the first couple months, I used to basically go in, sit down, get a cup of coffee, and I wouldn't really move. If anybody sort of like tried to talk to me, they get yes, no answers. That was about it. Very hard to get a conversation out of me whatsoever, because I used to have to meet her outside in the car park, walk in with her. After about 3 months of doing that, she was away on holiday, and I still decided to come up for the week. Yeah, that was unbelievable. The person on the desk noticed I was on my own, and she actually got a couple of other members keeping an eye on me. Now, it's very hard to shut me up.
Why is the Watch Project so important to you?
Watch is highlight of my week, really. Place where I can come, where I'm accepted for who I am. You haven't got no labels attached to you when you walk in the door. Everybody's treated on the same level. It's a lifeline. My only regret was not coming in sooner, because without the Watch, I don't know where I'd be. The amount of peer support you get, no matter if you're having a good day, bad day, hard to put it into words, but it's like having a second family. Whereas I was looking at, sort of like trying to get by day, but now it's like week by week, you know.
Since your involvement, how has the Watch Project enabled you to develop?
You're kind of moving out your comfort zone, but in a way you still feel comfortable trying new things, and yeah, just having somebody that understands you and not judge you for what's happened in the past. You get different ideas of how to deal with stuff that still affect you? People say, well, I've tried this. Might not work for you, but instead of thinking about that, try and look at 10 things with the same colour or try and listen for different noises. So it's taking your mind off how you're feeling and looking for something different. We also have trips out with the watch, which I think is amazing because I don't drive, so I can't get out and about when I want to.
What has your experience of the coronavirus been like?
It is very hard during the coronavirus because probably the first couple of weeks you don't really notice it. Then it starts to get more and more, like obviously nobody's leaving the house, you're stuck indoors. I stopped going shopping for a while because there was only letting one person in from the household at a time. I found I'd become more and more isolated, but they have started doing Zoom meetings. So with the help of my daughter, I've got onto Zoom through my mobile and just seeing people's faces and having a general chit-chat or try doing quizzes and over picture quizzes or music quizzes. And generally people talk about how the week's been, how they're feeling. Yeah, I think that's made a huge difference. It's not the same, but when you're able to see somebody and like see all the different faces on the screen, you're kind of like, ah, yeah. It's changed, but without the Zoom meetings, I think I'll be getting back to a darker place again.
What is life like outside of the Watch Project?
So I think still outside of the Watch Project, when you're at town or, you know, you still get people across the road to avoid you and, you know, wouldn't want to talk to you because they know you have mental health problems. I've had that so many times in the past where you see somebody and they spot you and they're across the road. People do change the way they view you when they notice that you've got a condition. You don't get that when you come to the Watch. You know, you're treated as a human being.
Are there any activities you are actively involved with?
I got a lot more involved with art. I actually do some art at home now during the week. I didn't really realise I had any artistic side in me, to be honest. When I first came to Watch, we was working on a mosaic. That was nice because each member sort of like come and do a little bit. I've done things with air drying clay, pastels, even using different types of paints, glass painting. I've also learnt how to crochet. Members of Crochet Club come in and teach us how to crochet. Needlework, we've had a member showing people how to do cross stitch, stuff like that. I never would have done anything like that beforehand. When you're doing a piece of art, the time just drifts away. You don't notice how long you sat there doing something for. I got to the stage where I was helping to run the art table, so I was helping others to do their own little art projects. When you're concentrating so hard on what you're doing, you haven't got everything else circling around in your head.
I'm Joan. I am mother to Sarah and Tracy that both come to the Watch. I was living in Chickerell. I got very depressed because I'd lost my job and I was feeling very isolated. I used to come down on the bus and come to Watch occasionally and I thought it was very nice. And then I moved back to the area so I could be closer to the family and started coming to Watch because of the family coming to it. So because I didn't want to go anywhere on my own. And it was just somewhere nice to go where I could feel safe and unjudged.
And how long ago was that you got involved?
4 years,
and
yeah.
Has it been a nice 4 years
since? Oh, it's brilliant, brilliant. Yes, I made lots of friends, done lots of art. I've even sold art at the Christmas fair, which I wasn't expecting to. I just brought some of my art that I'd done and displayed it, and people wanted to buy something. I said, well, yeah, they can go to the funds of Watch, because I wasn't expecting to sell anything, so that was fine. I've made, because I do patchwork, so I made Watch. They said they needed some tablecloths, so I did them some patchwork tablecloths, which went down very well, and done lots of different things on the art table. Brilliant time. And we've done lots of outings, which have been so good. The Donkey Sanctuary, place at Quantock Hills, and we've been there for residency and helping to clear the brambles and stuff. And it's just up my street. And then we've done Folly Farmyard, and we've done Magdalen Farm, and we've done loads of things. And it's just been brilliant.
From your perspective, can you sum up what the Watch Project do and what that means to you?
Well, it's an open house to anybody that's feeling isolated or lonely or vulnerable or have problems with any sort of addiction. Totally unjudging. And they just welcome everybody. And you can go and you can sit on your own and just not talk to anybody if you don't want to. And nobody worries. But they can also help you. They can talk to you and listen. They're very good at listening. So if you've got a problem, there's always somebody to talk to and air your problems, and they help you sort it out and get it into perspective. And it's just a very nice, safe environment to be. And that's what's brilliant about it.
What was your first experience of the Watch Project?
Because of my two daughters were coming,
yeah,
and they were saying about how good it was, this is why I had to come and find out for myself. And it, obviously, because I was in a vulnerable place, I thought it wouldn't hurt to give it a try, and it went very good. So, yes, recommend it to anybody.
How have you coped throughout the coronavirus?
Well, not terribly well, because obviously it's a feeling of isolation and fear. You know, it's very, very good to listen to the news and be terrified of not being able to go anywhere, do anything, see anybody. And it's very easy to just shut yourself away and not go anywhere and do anything. And it's not good.
And has it been difficult interacting with others?
Not so difficult, because I've been able to get onto Zoom, which I've never done before. I've been on the internet, and I'm quite good, really, on the internet for somebody of my age. But they've helped me with the Zooming, and yeah, so that's been good to get onto the Zoom and chat to people and still have contact. You have a set time that you go on, and once I learned how to get on, you know, it's you just chat away. And do we have tea and talk, so everybody gets a chance to say how their week has been and what situation they're in at the present time. And then everybody else is there able to listen, first and foremost, and then give advice if you're looking for advice. So it's worked out very well.
Mm-hmm. What activities do you get involved with, and what memorable experiences have you had?
We have lots of trips out. Most of them are funded, but some of them are just like a fiver to pay for the transport, which I don't mind doing, because as I'm an old age pensioner now, I'm better off than I ever have been. So it's not a problem for me. Obviously, for some people it is, but for people that are really struggling, they have funds that they can help out if they need to. So we've been able to go to so many different varied places and see so many different things and get involved in so many other different projects, because I'm very keen on the conservation and that sort of thing, and we've done loads of things with that. Because we started going to the Magdalen Farm on a residential thing, then I found out that they did voluntary work on a Tuesday, so I started doing that. I only did 2 or 3 days, unfortunately, because my health dropped a bit, but I was able to do that. I also did a day's work with UCAN, which is another group that I got involved with through coming to Watch, and it's also helped me with creativity, like doing poetry. I've really sort of been quite successful at poetry since coming here. Because of coming to Watch, we had several trips to Folly Farmyard, and when I went to Folly Farmyard one time, they had a leaflet, I think it was last year, for a competition for all sorts of different artwork. It could be photography, poetry, all sorts of art you could think of, creative work. Because of that competition, I did a poem about Folly Farmyard, and I won. So then I've done loads of poetry, and it's a real passion of mine when I start, and I'm just writing loads of poetry.
Where would you be without the Watch Project?
In a very dark place, because I haven't got a wide range of friends. I'm not very outgoing, and I haven't got a lot of confidence. So the idea of going somewhere totally different terrifies me, because I haven't done it before. Once I've done something once, it's not so bad. But I need somebody to hold my hand to go first time. So obviously with my daughters here, I was able to have them meet me and take me in. And once I've been in, that was fine. And obviously that's all that anybody needs, is just somebody to help them make that first step. There's always somebody here to help, whether it's family or somebody knows you or recommends you to the thing. There's always somebody that is there to give you that help that you need.
From my interview with Sarah and Joan, I was struck by their honesty surrounding their own personal challenges with mental health. It is evident that both have experienced a real transformation since their involvement as members, something that will continue even despite the current situation. More information about the Watch Project can be found at its newly redesigned website at www.watchproject.org.uk, which has a dedicated section regarding how to become involved. It outlines the organisations which are closely linked to the project in our area and ways in which you can, as an individual, help with fundraising. It is also interesting to note that there is some further information about the partners the Watch Project work alongside, such as the Somerset Recovery and Wellbeing Alliance and the Well Wessex Group. What is clearly evident is that the translation of mental health policy into practical assistance locally, such as seen with the Watch Project, is highly valued. These lifelines continue to support some of the most vulnerable in society, and I think it's personally important that we continue to encourage and support such inspiring community initiatives.